Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
All right, good morning, America. Hello to everybody out there, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, we're broadcasting on this wonderful, lovely Thursday morning. We're live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California this morning, and we're broadcasting from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to our great radio affiliates all across the country, also around the world via the internet and via satellite over the GCN network. Now, as always, we're going to give a special shout out to all of our active duty military members, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there helping to keep us free and safe. Now, of course, we've got a lot of people working in the overnight hours on the Third Watch, keeping America rolling along. We want to salute you as well. That's the over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers. And, of course, we've got our FedEx, our UPS drivers out there, our mail center haulers. We've got our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget as well our Amazon warehouse workers that are listening right now, our Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, don't forget you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on social media. We are on MeWe, Gab, Truth Social, Getter. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America, all one word, lowercase, of course. Don't forget our website, the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And, of course, we want you to go over there and find out about all the special guests that we have on the program as well. And just like our first guest this hour, of course, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Are you ready to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Here we go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, folks, and don't forget we emphasize those two words, as Captain Matt does every morning here on the program, those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, once again, we're with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And Denise, right before we went to the top of the hour news, we were talking about this debt ceiling issue. I believe the president, of course, he may already be in Japan at this point. I believe he is. All right, we might have lost Denise here just for a moment. Sometimes that does happen. So we'll get her back here in just a moment. But yes, the debt ceiling, of course, is really factoring into the president's overseas trip to the G7. That's going to be happening in Japan. They've cut off his the other legs of the trip, of course. That doesn't sound too good, does it? The other legs of his trip to Papua New Guinea, of course, right, and also to Australia. But Denise, I think we've got you right back, don't we?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. You went away in mid-sentence.
Uh-oh.
Or at least I don't know what it was.
Uh-oh. Well, we got it fixed. That's live radio, folks, and we're taking care of business. That's no big deal. But, you know, we were talking about raising the debt ceiling. Now, you know, also, I wanted to ask you, too, what impact do you think are these FBI whistleblowers going to have? They're supposed to go testify today, I believe.
Today.
Yeah. So what do you think is going to come in that?
I've seen piece parts of their opening statements, and what this is going to be mostly about is what the FBI did to a handful of agents, and it's quite a handful, by the way, when they challenged some of the investigations that were going on. And they challenged them in such a way that, and this is the seventh floor, I guess, of the Bureau, that one got reassigned to another city when they had to move, and then they got out there, he and his family, and the very next day, they terminated him. So he was like homeless.
Wow.
Uh-huh. But anyway, this has to do with some of them that are blowing the whistle on some of the tactics that were used around January the 6th. And another one had to do with the investigations or lack of investigations when it came to the handful of centers, birth centers, Planned Parenthood, you know, those kinds of things. And some of those investigations kind of went sideways. But it was really, this really has to do necessarily with what we refer to as domestic terrorists. And, of course, we now know that parents are domestic terrorists. So.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, somehow they got labeled that along the way.
Yes. And so there are three that are testifying today. There are, I think, a couple that have already testified, and they testified off camera. Some of these guys have had their security clearance stripped. I mean, retaliation on some of them is really pretty shameful.
Yep. Tell you what, hold that thought, Denise. We're coming up on the break. Here comes the music, folks. We'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug. Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right, we continue to race through and rocket through the overnight hours here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I'm Kyle Warren, sitting in for Captain Matt this morning. And we have so much more to tell you about. We've got our guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We're going to get right back to her in just a few moments. But first, I want to tell you that this portion of the program and our conversation with Denise Simon is being brought to you by your friends over at GEICO. That would be none other than GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And all you got to do is go over to their website, GEICO.com. That's GEICO.com. Take advantage of their price comparison. Put in the vehicle that you own, whether it's a car or truck, and see what the comparison would be for the same type of coverage that you've got right now. Additionally, if you have a motorcycle or ATV or a boat or an RV, you can bundle that with your car insurance. You can save money on both. And now where you're really going to save the big money, and folks, we mean big money, that's when you start bundling your house. Maybe you've got an apartment. Maybe you've got a condo. You know, each one's listed at a different rate. So bundle all that together and see what the price is going to be like. And you just might find out you're going to save a real lot of a whole bundle of money. Yes, I can say that easily. But it's easy to go to GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O, that's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and do the comparison test today and save. They make it easy for you to do that. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Welcome back, Denise.
Thank you.
All right, well, so much more to talk about. And, one of the things, by the way, just when we were at the break, I saw it go by on the news. It looks like New York City has caved to the idea, or you know, to the people who know that it's a bad idea to house migrants in high and school gymnasiums. It looks like they're starting to move them out now. What do you think about that? Who was the genius who came up with that plan?
Well, there's 400 locations that they have on the list to house these illegals. But the parents and the students of one particular school were out there protesting all day long because that school had already been supplied with cots and other provisions. And so that was already off limits to the students. So the parents protested that one school, and as of around, I don't know, 3 or 4 o'clock yesterday, they started moving all that stuff out so they can have the gym back. Now, where these people are going to go next, I don't know. They hadn't put the illegals in there yet, but they just, at least they got their gymnasium back.
Right, exactly. I can't imagine any parent who'd want to have people who have not been vetted or, you know, this kind of thing to be, you know, right next to their kids at school. I mean, schools are supposed to be the ultimate safe zone where kids are just going to be fine and nobody's supposed to get in there.
Well, I've always kind of felt that way when it comes to schools being used as voting locations, too. You know, schools are supposed to really be safety zones, and
I know where you're going with that. Yeah, exactly. But it's just common sense. And I think what happens is, you know, there's almost like a disconnect, like a cognitive disconnect to say we're a sanctuary city. And then they get upset when migrants actually show up in their sanctuary city, or if they're taken there, sent there by Governor DeSantis or Governor Abbott or what have you. And then suddenly it's, oh, wait a minute, we're being overrun. What do you expect us to do? Well, what do you expect people to do on the border?
This administration had 2 years, okay? But, you know, Biden on his first day eliminated, you know, Trump's entire immigration operation through executive orders and whatnot. So when you're bringing in 6 or 7 million people, where do you expect them to go? And this administration never considered any of that. They didn't consider that, you know, hotels, that's not a good thing. Airbnbs, that's not a good thing because of the cost. When you just ship these people, you know, I guess, early on, remember, Philadelphia, New York, and Chicago, they wanted Texas to house them all. You know, that's our problem, and they were all mad at DeSantis because he sent a plane load to Martha's Vineyard. Right. Now they're sharing this, you know. And where did this administration think they were going to put these people? You know, Texas Stadium? Are we going to eliminate NFL football games because we're going to house them all into, you know, these big, huge stadiums? That have, you know, retractable roofs and whatnot. I mean, where are they supposed to go? Did anybody consider the cost? Did anybody consider the medical? Did anybody consider the airplanes that we, you know, they're chartering to fly? No. But now they're paying for all this, and Congress did not approve it.
No, they didn't. So, you know, a lot of times I think it's destabilization. You know, it's like, you know, it's almost who cares where they go, because as long as it destabilizes everything.
Well, the other thing is that somebody, you know, in oversight or some, you know, committee really needs to look at what DHS, HHS, the Department of Education, you know, FEMA, because they're jockeying money around to pay these bills. And, you know, Mayorkas gets on there the other day and says, no, we're not sending FEMA down to Texas. FEMA is not designed for that kind of thing. When, in fact, that was a lie, because FEMA has been on site. How much money are we paying or giving to these Catholic churches in order for them to do what they're doing? And I would say, you know, churches are supposed to be nonprofits. But are these churches now becoming a profit center because of the money that DHS is giving them?
Very interesting question. Very interesting question indeed. Well, you know, as well, Denise, there was another news story earlier yesterday. The State Department is now saying that I think two lawmakers are going to be able to see the so-called dissent cable warning about the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Exactly. What impact do you think that will have when it really does come to light?
Let me put this in context for the listeners. Prior to the program Or the, you know, when they actually pulled the trigger and they were going to, you know, leave Afghanistan the way that they did. There's a few over in the State Department and CIA in Kabul that said no. And these are the reasons why we shouldn't be doing this. And a lot of it had to do with Bagram and how we abandoned Bagram, but we abandoned all the Islamic State and Taliban prisoners that we had. Anyway, there were a lot of descent cables or cables that were going from Afghanistan back to stateside saying, hey, this is the problem, or these are the problems. What are you supposed to do with these people? We've got thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Afghans that work for us. What are you going to do about them? Some of them are U.S. citizens, but, you know, all these kinds of things. And they're doing the investigation on the withdrawal from Afghanistan, and there are an awful lot of documents that the State Department refuses to share with members of Congress.
Well, one of the pushbacks on this, Denise, seems to be that, well, these cables and the conversations between State Department officials or employees, and not really meant for Congress to view. I'm sort of encapsulating it there, but it seems like, you know, if Congress has oversight, they should be able to see something and get the context of it. I mean, what's their problem of letting them know what their concerns were?
Yeah, and, you know, there are some of those members on some of these committees that have high security clearance. McCall's one of them over on the House side, like Marco Rubio on the Senate side. And it's their constitutional duty in the House.
Right, right. But in the end, wasn't it that they, you know, when I think even President Biden was asked, you know, are they going to take over super quick? And he's like, no, they won't. But yet they did. And it's like they knew that it was going to happen.
Well, they knew it was going to happen. Absolutely, they knew it was going to happen. He had people, you know, flag officers in the Pentagon that were saying, you don't do this and don't do the, you know, what they did with Bagram.
Right.
Somebody made that decision in the White House, and it wasn't Biden to leave the way that they did.
Right.
Somebody made the decision.
Yes,
anyway.
I think you're right. I think you're right about that. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Thank
all
you so
right,
much. We're going to talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, everybody. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt. We're coming right back right after this. Don't you dare go anywhere.
The Captain's America, Third Watch.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. New York City's mayor says the influx of migrants is beginning to become a real problem, and he says the federal government needs to declare an emergency for the Big Apple in response. Mayor Eric Adams says nearly half of all hotel rooms in the city are being taken up by migrants now.
So instead of monies coming from people who are visiting us and spending in our tourism and our Broadway plays, instead of them using those hotels, we're using those hotels.
He said he expects a surge in arriving immigrants soon. And former House Speaker Paul Ryan is being honored with an official portrait at the U.S. Capitol.
Thank you for always being a sounding board, for sacrificing all those days and years while I was in D.C., and for allowing me to serve my hometown for 20 years.
The Wisconsin Republican served as Speaker from 2015 through 2019. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce tonight here as we race through the overnight hours all across America on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Glad that you're with us. And if you'd like to call in and opine, we invite you to do so. 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Those are some really great segments with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. And coming up in just a few minutes, in the next segment after this, we're going to be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. I know he's going to have some really interesting things to tell us as well. Always great to talk to Denise and always great to talk to Chris Markowski. And also a little bit of a preview here in hour number four. That's the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to be joined by retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And we'll be talking about some of the international issues going on. For example, maybe Russia, or I should say the West, might have a new ally, as it were, to help isolate Russia. So we'll be talking about that as well. So lots of ground to cover as we continue through the overnight hours. Glad that you're with us. Once again, the telephone number is 1-877-969-8600. Okay, let's take a quick jaunt over here to the audio station here. I've got a clip here. This is actually from RFK Jr. He was talking with Brett Baer over in Fox News, and he has a couple of things to say that I thought were very interesting, because there's this feeling out there. Now, there's the message, obviously, from the Biden administration, the Democrats in general right now, that things are going well. And of course, all it is a message, because they can't really point to something. In fact, you know, going back to the 1980s, where Ronald Reagan was going to be running for reelection, you know, he was able to say, look, it's morning in America. You're better off than you were 4 years ago. It was evident And there was a lot of, I mean, there were some dark times coming out of the Jimmy Carter years, right, when Reagan first came into office, because his question to everybody was, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And by the time he got to 1984, the 84 election, they could say it was morning in America. That was basically the slogan of the campaign back then. But I want you to hear what RFK Jr. has to say here about the state of affairs and the idea that the ideas that the Biden administration is trying to put out there to get you to believe when your eyes, your ears, your senses tell you completely different. Let's listen in here. Again, this is from Brett Baer's interview with RFK Jr.
We have a poll out where you are at 19%. There are other polls you're hovering around 20, 21. That raised some eyebrows in political circles. What do you think is working for you as far as topics that people are getting onto?
I think, you know, the people really want to have a solution for what's happening, but and just attention to the fact that the middle class in this country is collapsing. In 1970, 62% of income in this country went to the middle class. Today, 42%. In 1970, 29% of income went to the super rich. Today, it's 50%. And that was aggravated, of course, by the pandemic, where we created a new billionaire every day, which was Donald Trump's pandemic lockdown. We've created 500 new billionaires. We shifted $4 trillion in wealth from the American middle class to the super rich. And we shut down 3.3 million businesses. That those trends are, you know, were continued by the Biden administration. And I think a lot of Americans want somebody who's really going to start listening to the middle class, understanding the desperation that so many Americans feel, and that is going to do something about it.
What about President Biden? Do you hear from Democrats? Is there real concern about his nomination, his ability to win? What are you hearing on the trail?
I have a long kind of friendship and relationship with President Biden, so I'm not criticizing him or attacking him personally. But I think people want to see him out of the White House and actually talking to Americans, going to town halls. You know, the president says at the middle of that the economy is humming along, but that's not what I hear when I'm out in Western Pennsylvania, Ohio, New Hampshire.
So there you have RFK Jr. Now, of course, you know, he has his opinions about how things are really going and this kind of thing. But I thought the important aspect of that was that things aren't humming along. He's talking about people living in desperation. In fact, I believe he goes on to say he never thought he would see this kind of thing in the United States. So, again, he has his opinions on how we got here and what it is. But it also shows that there is a real dissent, even among Democrats, because, again, he's polling up there, I think, what did Brett Baer say, of 19 or 20, 20 or 21, that's significant for an incumbent president. And it almost makes me think back to Jimmy Carter, for example, because back when Jimmy Carter was running for re-election, you had Ted Kennedy coming in. So there really wasn't a party unity per se. Ultimately, Carter, of course, would get the nomination because he was the incumbent president. But those kinds of challenges, and maybe RFK is a similar thing here. But one thing is certain, I don't think the Democrats have the big mo or the big momentum, as they call it in politics, coming into this election, simply because there is that desperation. There is that disparity. There is that feeling that, well, wait a minute, things haven't gone the way that they should be going. And it's nothing like Reagan being able to run for re-election. And to a great degree, too, it's nothing like Trump running for re-election. Trump, by all accounts and by all intents and purposes, should have been easily reelected president of the United States. We can talk about the election. That's another story, obviously. But given the circumstances, the Democrats just don't have the advantage here. The one advantage that they do have is they have the social, trying to disintegrate the social fabric, trying to turn people against one another, make people hate each other about their immutable characteristics like the color of their skin and this kind of thing, and just drive everybody apart. And something I mentioned to Denise in the last half hour was this idea of destabilization. Yeah, who cares where the migrants go? Who cares what they do or what's going to happen or what the impact's going to be, because it's going to destabilize everything. And the Democrat Party elite believe that that is really their bread and butter. They want to be able to continue to keep everything on a chaos level. And also, by the same token, they hone in, and the Democrats have a really good way of doing this. They hone in on a particular aspect or a particular issue. And back during the midterms, that was abortion. And you better believe they're going to do that again, because they have no good record to run on. They can't look out and say, look, we're getting inflation under control. Look, we've got this under control. Look, we're making this happen, and people are better off, and they have better opportunities. Nope, because none of that's true. So they will harp on something like abortion, you watch, just because they feel that way they can try to cloud over everything else. It'll just be what they do. But it is interesting that there is dissent out there in the Democrat Party about whether or not Biden should even be the nominee. And as I mentioned to Captain Matt Bruce earlier, yes, Gavin Newsom, I think, was in the running for that. Are there any other heavy hitters in the Democrat Party who could come out and actually run for president? I just don't know. I don't think they have a really deep bench. But yet the GOP does seem to have a lot of experience and a lot of deep bench people who could step up to something like that. So the Democrats will continue to do what they do. The messaging will continue to be there. But that's one of the reasons we're here on this program and we're here on this network, because we're going to tell you what's really going on. We're going to tell you exactly what the tricks of the trade are. That's our business. So I got to tell you, folks, we're going to come up here on a break here in just a little bit. But before we do that, I do want to tell you that one of the things that we're wanting to bring to your attention is this idea that AM radio could disappear from new vehicles. You know, communities across the country depend on AM radio stations like this one that you're listening to right now, whether they're in the car, on the job, or on the go. It's our honor to provide the news and the weather and the traffic reports that you depend on. And we need your help. We want you to text AM to 52886. That's AM to 52886. And tell Congress you want them to keep AM radio in cars. A lot of these new cars, they don't have the AM radio capability, which means they're not going to get a lot of the crucial news and weather alerts in many respects. So text them today, and we want you to do that. Stand with us. Tell Congress what we need to do. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, in for Captain Matt Bruce. We'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken.
definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
All right, we are continuing to race through and rocket through the overnight hours here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I am Kyle Warren. I'm sitting in for Captain Matt this morning, of course, and we have a lot to talk about. We're going to hear from our good friend Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, here in just a few moments. First, I want to tell you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and that, of course, includes Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. And you're going to find Moss Acura and Moss Nissan side-by-side up there on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. And they've, of course, got the new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville. That's State Route 50 right near the Suncoast Parkway. And the flagship location, of course, located at 19 and 54 Newport Richey, mossnissan.com. That's Moss spelled M-A-U-S. Nissan.com, MossNissan.com. All right, without further ado, a very good morning to you, sir. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street.
Good morning.
Good morning, and it has been another a pretty interesting news day. You know, what do you think about this debt ceiling thing where they're going to try to make an end run around? They're calling it a Hail Mary, and at the same time, they don't even want to talk about this idea that there might be some work requirements for welfare recipients as part of this deal.
They're working on it. It's just, I think, for news, because they got to get a certain amount of Republicans to sign off, and I think it's five, and I don't foresee that happening. The work requirements, it did seem like there was a a bit of a bend yesterday. Joe Biden had a very short little statement and answered a couple questions where he was asked about that. And it does seem like they're starting to bend, like they might get something done on that. I don't know what the compromise is going to be, but I do think Republicans kind of digged in when it comes to that. I think that's a good thing. Whenever we constrain and we help people get back to work, because that's what it is. I mean, you want to talk about truly helping your fellow man. Yeah, I'm a big believer in social safety nets. When, you know, somebody comes down, we want to pick them back up, but they need to be judged based upon how many people we get off them. Human beings, in order to be happy in life, you need to overcome obstacles and achieve goals. And social welfare, getting people addicted to it, it's like the government's the biggest drug dealer in the country. The same pathologies that go along with drug abuse also coincide and go along with handing people out all the time. It's an addiction, and it's not good.
Well, I agree with you 100%. And, of course, also it means that, you know, I love the Democrat Party because they give me money or they make sure that the funding is there for these kinds of, for these kinds of handouts, as we're talking about. And, no, I agree. I think people do need to overcome obstacles. And you're right. There does need to be a certain amount of safety net. That's why it's been put in place. But this is just beyond the pale, where you don't have to do anything. And there are other proposals, Chris, as well, right? And that is to say, well, when migrants come across the border, we'll give them X amount of dollars every month. I mean, I can't imagine people who see that and say, okay, yeah, this is a great idea.
Well, listen, you know, if it's an individual or if it's a church or there's something of that nature, I understand that, to some degree. I mean, that's what people should do. Should be trying to help out your fellow man. But when it comes to our federal government, and we have handouts and giveaways as almost like an attraction to come here, that's the problem. And I've been saying this all along. You get away from handing out things to people coming across the border, and you make it impossible for them to work, they're not going to come. It's just the reality of the situation. Florida took a step forward with the E-Verify, but even Florida Republicans said, no, I got buddies in the contracting business and they can't operate without these migrants. Or I've got buddies that have farms and they can't operate without all these migrants. And they made it, for businesses that employ 25 or more, where they could have gone farther. That's it. I mean, that's the attraction. Why are people coming here? They're coming here because they can get work. And if they, you know, they're everybody's going to be taken care of, health care, all this stuff by the taxpayer.
Well, exactly right. And folks, we're talking with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. You can check out his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com. And Chris, you know, we talk about economic things, but you also talk, I know, with the captain about different political issues that are going on. What do you think about this this thing that just happened in Montana where they're banning TikTok? I can't imagine that Democrats are going to try to get behind that and say, yeah, this is great, because a lot of I think they're afraid of offending voters if they support that.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting topic. Again, it's going to head to the courts. I mean, it's not going to end here. There are going to be lawsuits that will be filed on this. Again, you know, it's very difficult to put the genie back in a bottle after something has gotten out. We know what we're dealing with. I mean, with China in the sense that, you know, both of our nations are connected. They really are. Some might even say that, you know, they got the issue with Taiwan, that we are more reliant upon each other than, you know, Taiwan and China are, just based upon the type of business that we do. Again, you know, this, I don't think that there's much that the government's going to do when it comes to this, the TikTok thing. I think they'll try to put pressure. We saw the interview that took place with the CEO of the company, and, you know, I felt bad for the guy when he was up there, because I afraid if he said the wrong thing, he was going to be sent off to some gulag. But he kind of, you know, alluded to the fact that, yeah, I mean, you could say all you want that the Chinese government's not involved, but the Chinese government's involved in anything. It's an authoritarian government. The Chinese government shows up at TikTok's front door and tells them to change their logo to a hammer and sickle, they're going to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. And I think, you know, it's obviously brilliant in terms of how it's packaged and how it's, you know, celebrities get involved with it and it becomes all the rage. And you probably talk to any high school or college student and they probably got 5 or 6 TikToks from that morning that they would just love to show you, you know? I mean, so it's pervasive. And to try to tell people, okay, well, you got to get rid of this because it's spying on you, first of all, they don't care to some degree.
Now, again, you know, it's been data collection for a while. I mean, our own government spies on us. And we go back to, you know, Snowden and Assange back with the Wikipedia page, where we're, you know, finding out the government, the type of information the government collects. So, again, yeah, people are saying, you know, I don't care. But, again, it's not just, it didn't start with TikTok. I mean, Hollywood was bent over backwards for China. NBA, I mean, everybody knows what's going on. Again, you know, I'm a big believer that I think that this whole, you know, United States versus China is stupid. It really is. I think the whole thing is dumb. That they are a different... They're a different country than we are. They have their people think differently than we do. You know, they can have their differences. I don't like their human rights record either, but we haven't liked it for a long time, yet we continue to do business with them. I think the concept of armed conflict with them is patently absurd.
That's a very interesting perspective, because it seems like obviously President Xi wants to quote reunify Taiwan at some point. The only way to do that obviously is to send their forces over there. And
That's not the only way. What they're trying to do is China's trying to win hearts and minds inside of Taiwan, and there's pro Chinese, you know, in essence, parties that are over there that are trying to win in that election. I mean, let's be honest here. Our policy changed with Taiwan under Obama. You can go back to Reagan, and Reagan, you know, said that, you know, that the policy is, you know, one and only, you know, there's one and only one China and a one China policy. So that the policy has changed for us to some degree. Again, you know, we can, you know, Taiwan wants to buy weapons, whatever it may be, that's fine. I just think that in some respects, you know, we can't get involved in the politics of all these countries. It hasn't served us well over the past several decades since World War II.
Well, I'm glad that you said that, because I suppose then there's this aspect that for China to be cut off from its relationship economically with the United States, selling the finished products and so forth, that could be very devastating to them too. So maybe they wouldn't want to try to go that other way.
No, I don't think that they want to either. I mean, they understand that, you know, the amount of business that is done between the United States and China, the type of people that would be put out of work and the disaster that it would be for them as far as their economy is concerned. And, you know, I think we'd be much more adaptable if something like that were to happen, you know. But on the world stage, China is kicking our butt. I mean, you want a reality check with everybody out there, America. Well, I mean, Larry Summers, it's yep. interesting. I'm not usually a fan of Larry Summers, but yep. when he talks about geopolitics, he says they yep. China goes to these countries and they yep. build an airport. From the United States, we get a lecture.
Exactly. Thank you, Chris. Here comes the music. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Thank you, Chris.
You got it.
We'll be right back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.